This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Millions of people in Britain are avoiding soaring temperatures by staying at home or seeking shade during the country's first ever extreme heat warning. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The red heat alert mainly covers a big chunk of England, with temperatures possibly reaching 104 degrees. One Londoner says she's working from home to avoid the scorching weather.
I'm choosing to stay at home because I don't want to get public transport, because it's great going to work, aircon's on, but then you've still got to get home.
Chief meteorologist at the Met Office, Paul Davies, says he's never seen anything like this heat before.
To see the brutality of the heat that we're expecting tomorrow is quite astounding. And it does worry me a lot, and my colleagues here in the Met Office, that this sort of unprecedented heat could be a regular occurrence by the end of the century.
The highest temperature ever recorded in Britain is 101.7 degrees, a record set in 2019. The country is not at all prepared to handle such heat. Most homes, schools and small businesses in Britain do not have air conditioning. Karen Chalmers, London.
Britain's Prince Harry is challenging people everywhere to adopt Nelson Mandela's spirit of hope in an uncertain and divided world, to reclaim democracies and leave a better future for children. He cited the inspiration of the anti-apartheid leader in his own life and his memories of his late mother, Princess Diana, in a keynote and often personal speech to the UN General Assembly's annual celebration Monday of Nelson Mandela International Day.
If we can see one another's humanity just as he did, a better day will truly be on the horizon.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisia's Coast Guard said Monday it had rescued 455 migrants the night before during operations to combat irregular migration off the country's coast. Quote, National Guard units in the north, center, east, and south thwarted 37 attempts to cross Tunisia's maritime borders, the National Guard said in a statement. During the operations, quote, 455 people were rescued, including 289 of various sub-Saharan African nationalities, the rest being Tunisians, a spokesman said. Tunisia is a key departure point for migrants hoping to reach Europe, usually Italy, and sea crossing attempts to increase during spring and summer. Last year, more than 15,000 migrants attempted to reach Italy from Tunisia, up from fewer than 13,000 in 2020, according to the Tunisian Forum for Economic and Social Rights. In the U.S., the penalty phase for the Florida gunman in the 2018 Parkland High School shooting began today. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The gunman who attacked the high school in Parkland, Florida in 2018 has returned to court for the penalty phase of his case. A jury will decide whether he's sentenced to death or life in prison without parole. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 14 students and three staff members at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He's only contesting his sentence in the nation's deadliest mass shooting to go before a jury. The case is expected to last about 4 months. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Los Angeles District Attorney has released a long-withheld transcript regarding movie director Roman Polanski, but says he remains a fugitive. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A transcript that's been sealed for 12 years supports claims by film director Roman Polanski that he fled the U.S. in 1978 because he didn't think he'd get a fair deal at his sentencing. Polanski pled guilty to unlawful sex with a 13-year-old victim in exchange for prosecutors dropping drug, rape, and sodomy charges. In the 2010 transcript, Roger Gunson, who was once the deputy district attorney for Los Angeles, testified that the judge, now deceased, privately told lawyers he would renege on a promise to let Polanski go free. Gunson testified he was not surprised Polanski felt he could not trust the judge. Polanski's lawyers have been trying to get the transcript released for years and say the judge was swayed by publicity about the case. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, Britain's first ever extreme heat warning is in effect for large parts of the country as hot, dry weather that has scorched mainland Europe moves north. The high heat is disrupting travel, healthcare, and schools. Two airports were forced to close when their runways buckled. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.